Make it a good day. Make it a good weekend. Make it a good month. Make it a good summer. Hopefully you'll spend a lot of time with us over the next 3 or 4 months. That'd be cool. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden, celebrating the weekend to talk about Men in Black. There is a story today that we're carrying at DougSteffen.com about not only the opening of the movie over this Memorial Day weekend, but the idea that there are actually these sorts of things going on. There are people who think since the 50s that there, you know, we go back to what, 1953, 52, when did that, Area 54, when did that take place? It was in the 50s.
Yeah, it was in the 50s.
UFO right. encounters and stuff. So there are more and more people who think the men in black are real and the things that they are doing. This is a real story about real events involving real people and real things. And there are people who really believe that. There's a website devoted to it, and you can check it out from today's show at DougSteffen.com. Wowie zowie. And then there is another movie that starts this weekend, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Tom Lennon is connected to that. He's been around and been a lot of different... He's written scripts for movies, Richie.
He's written a Night at the Museum series.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Reno 911 and a bunch of other movies.
Right. He appeared opposite Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. So he knows his way around both sides of the camera, and we're going to meet him.
He wrote Balls of Fury, too. I loved it.
Goodness gracious, great Balls of Fury. All right, so we'll meet Tom Lennon here on Good Day in just a moment.
I'm going to love this guy.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Ever turn on your TV to find the dish hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the dish hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Starting Memorial Day on History.
That feels me damn!
An epic three-night television event.
Come on, Arm, asking for my boy.
Boy, stabbed my brother and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win it in.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfields and McCoys. The feud begins Memorial Day at 9 a.m. Central on History.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 11 after the hour. Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and Heather and I are happy to welcome Tom Lennon to the program. Tom is originally from Oak Park, Illinois, attended the Tisch School of Arts. So you would be considered an artsy-fartsy sort by many people, I suppose, Tom. I don't know whether that's good or... that's rather colloquial, an expression that would be considered...
It sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Well,
I will say this. I'm wearing just a leotard and a neckerchief right now while I'm doing my morning dance.
Stop it. That's so hot.
And are you doing your nails at the same time?
Anytime anybody wears a neckerchief.
I'm mostly, I just got a sweaty neckerchief. I'm basically dressed like if Audrey Hepburn were, doing her morning sort of dance workout. That's basically what I'm in. I'm one of the last American holdouts who does jazzercise.
Really?
Gotta
get in shape somehow.
So you have the special, not only the leotards, but you have the special shoes that the...
I got the special shoes. I got a room full of older ladies I jazzercise with here at the house.
And big hair and a headband, right? And leg warmers.
A big hair and headband. I got a woman who looks kind of like Jane Fonda, but not quite. She's just maybe Jane Fonda's stand-in.
Leg warmers.
Yeah.
I just find working out has gotten so hard and so tough in the last 25 years. I just go old school.
Good for you.
That's the way to do it.
All right, for those of you who are familiar with the television program Reno 911, Tom Lennon played Lieutenant Jim Dangle. And that Reno 911 sort of set, I'm not sure what it set, but it set all kinds of standards for either what to do or what not to do. I remember trying to figure it out when I first saw it, and I'm not sure that I actually figured it out. Did you figure it out while you were doing it?
88 episodes later, I'm not sure if we ever figured it out. The only thing I know is that the actual Reno Police Department got a lot of complaint letters about our show because people thought it was real. So whenever that happened, I thought, well, we must be doing something right.
Reno, yeah, right.
Tom, I've got to thank you.
We've annoyed this many people, yeah.
I've got to thank you because, I love and grew up with, like, Mel Brooks and just kind of like that slapstick, stupid, in-your-face comedy. And to know that there's somebody out there still writing and performing and having a good time with this kind of stuff is great because a lot of people will try and turn away from it, but just the stupid stuff is fun, isn't it?
That's our policy is always try to be as sincere as possible while being as stupid as we actually are. that was the great thing about, like, the shorts on Reno 911 is as soon as I put those Lieutenant Dangle shorts on, there's nothing you can do other than act very, very serious.
They're so hot.
If you act silly in those, it's so stupid. It's gone beyond dumb, and now you can't never come back.
All right, let's just profile you for a second, sort of seriously. You wrote a lot of the episodes for Reno 911. You starred in it. You have been a writer in many different movies, and you've written for television. You've been able to cross the line back and forth, it would seem, from acting to writing and from television to movies. And you sound very facile. So to what do you credit this ability that lots of people who are in this business would like to have but don't? They can't find it. You did.
Here's what I would say. I would say you must stop taking yourself so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Would be my main number one. As soon as you sort of can put your ego aside and relax and laugh about stuff, you need to. Honestly, if you can keep your sense of humor, you can survive anything. And this business is all about keeping your sense of humor because, boy, oh, boy, there's a lot you'll need to survive because it's a positively ruthless
it really is.
Yeah. Enterprise. Anyway, yeah. So, to me, that's all what it is. It's get over yourself a little bit. And I think if you can look at my canon of films, you'll see this is a guy who does not take himself too seriously.
Almost to the point of not caring. You take whatever somebody says, hey, we want you here on Friday to play this role. You show up, give me the script, here we go.
Well, Night at the Museum, which you wrote, that was a blockbuster series of movies. That had to be tough. How did you break in? Did you break in acting first and then get some scripts accepted, or did you break in writing first and then start acting too, or both?
What was interesting is we started way before Reno 911. We did two shows. We did one called Viva Variety, which was just insane, on Comedy Central, and then we did a show on MTV called The State. And The State was a show you may not remember. You can get it on offline and on DVD now. But we were all like 20 years old, and we were just like, we were like a punk rock band of sketch comedy. We took it really seriously, and we had this pretty great show that lasted a couple seasons. But to survive in that group, you had to write your own material. And if you weren't writing your own material, you would never, ever get anything into the show. So it was basically the way that, you know, the fastest way to learn anything in life, which is just have somebody throw you in the deep end of the pool and say, hey. Yeah, so we got real good at writing. Honestly, also just because that was it. There was 10 other members of that group. And if you were shooting their sketches, it means that you weren't shooting yours. Mm-hmm. So it was very competitive.
Yeah, all right, let's bring
10 people that hate you. That's the way to do it, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's cycle it around to what we would expect from what to expect when you're expecting, which is in theaters around the country now.
Here's one of the things. I was very pleasantly surprised when I saw this movie at the premiere. And when I say I'm very pleasantly surprised, I thought it was super funny. It made my wife cry at the end there. But also because I'm not the kind of guy, I can't read a whole script of a movie I'm going to be in. I just don't have time to do that. As far as I do have time, but I'm either lazy or drinking. So,
you do your part.
So I sort of skimmed my part and then went down and shot it, and all our scenes seemed pretty funny. And then I saw the whole movie, and I got to say, I liked it. As a guy, I was like, well, that seems kind of like a chick flick. And it kind of is, but it also, I thought it was about 10 times funnier than I thought.
But I heard it actually speaks to guys a lot, because this was like a manual for pregnant women that they turned into a movie, but I heard there's a big, strong male storyline in it, right?
There is, and there's a couple very funny people in it, Chris Rock and Rob Hubel, one of my best friends, and a very funny actor who people don't know probably as funny yet is from True Blood, Joe Manganiello, who's... he basically looks like the Statue of David. He's about 6'5". I'm going to start to get real, real gay here in a second. He's literally one of the sexiest
men in town. We like to spit on him.
Yeah. You'll like him a lot. But it was a super funny movie. I was very pleased when I saw the final version of the film. I thought it was hilarious.
That's one of the...
This rock fell is great.
You do hear that from actors who I don't know. I remember asking, I've asked this of a lot of people who are actors, what about this and what about that in the shooting? And they say, I don't know. I wasn't there that day. It wasn't my call time or whatever. So they show up to the line. I remember Marilyn Ricecobb, who was in 24, said to me, I never knew anything except what I'd show up 3 days a week. I knew my lines. I went in. You put them on a video, and then you walk away, and you haven't the slightest idea how it's going to come out, how it's going to be all put together. So
not the only that, and there's a bigger bummer about that, which is when you play the kind of characters I play, like in the last Harold and Kumar movie I was in, there was a scene shot in 3D where 9 naked nuns are taking a shower together. And
you missed that?
And I was not there on that day.
You hear
about it later. The crew says, boy, it was a great day yesterday that you're a scene that your character would never be in because you're the little creepy guy on the side.
Yeah, should have been there. All right, so the movie is called What to Expect When You're Expecting. Who else is in it with you?
A bunch of up-and-comers, a Latina girl from New York named Jennifer Lopez. I think you're going to see big things from her. I don't know if this is a man or a woman. Somebody named Cameron Diaz. Could be a boy, could be a girl. And then a weird person's name, Brooklyn Decker. I don't know. Sounds like a real homely girl to me. But
What to Expect When You're Expecting in theaters around the country this weekend, along with Men in Black 2. Good luck with that. Tom Lennon, good to meet you. Thanks for being here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
My God, Jim Henson, what a shame. He died in New York.
Walt Disney, Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson. Mel Blanc and Jim Henson. Probably three of the most important Americans ever.
Being funny really takes a toll on your health.
Does it?
It makes it better.
It makes it better.
They're all dead. But Frank Oz isn't.
No. Frank Oz is having his birthday. We celebrate birthdays Friday the 25th of May. And Frank Oz is 68 today. My God, this stuff is great.
And then we go to the Scorpions.
Yeah. So we'll give you a little artist on the team. The birthday of Klaus Meine.
Klaus Meine.
Scorpion.
I'm going to rock you like a hurricane.
Born to say 1948. Animal Magnetism, Love at First Sting. And things like Rock You Like a Hurricane. 64 years old today. How do we categorize Connie Selica?
Hot
birthdays today. Married to John Tesh. Born in the state 1955.
Are they still married?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very into each other and into the same lifestyle. It's very interesting.
I think he might bore me after a while.
Yeah. I'm John Tesh and I'm sitting on my piano.
Don't mind these bolts. Don't mind these bolts in my neck. I am not Frankenstein.
I got to tell you, he came up with a good, brilliant radio concept that's working wonderfully well. Guys on 40 or so radio stations. He's done a good job with that. Well, we're not talking about him, though. We're talking about Connie Selica, who was Pam in The Greatest American Hero.
Right.
But she's been in tons of other shows. She was in Hotel as the love interest. The Brotherhood of the Rose. And I'm trying to remember what she's doing now. She's helping John with a lot of his stuff. They live right off the PCH in that Malibu little enclave there, Jennifer.
Malibu Colony.
Yes, that's where they are. All right, so happy birthday to her. Paul Weller. When I think of Paul Weller, I think of the actor who usually plays a bad guy.
Yeah.
But that's not who this is.
It is not.
This is a guy who sings with a group called Style Council. What can you tell us about them, Richie?
Style Council was like a late 80s, early 90s Brit alt-pop band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It's got a nice... I like this kind of guitar stuff. Oh, yeah. Very good. This is my kind of pop music.
How did you
this? Very good stuff. I'd have this on my iPad or iPod.
You should. You could have it on both.
If I had something, to edit it for me, maybe that's going to be Heather's job for the weekend.
You don't need to edit it. You just need to load it.
Yeah, load it. Right.
All right, and then again, we go from that
to Wayne's World. Yeah. Mike Myers is 49 today. Happy
party
on, guys.
Party on, Wayne.
Octavia Spencer,
all right,
who was in The Help, also an Ugly Betty, 42 today. Lauryn Hill.
Oh, love her.
Yeah. I don't know that much about her. She's 37, though. I know that. Ethan Suplee, is that how you pronounce this guy's name? He's Randy and Money.
Randy, the stupid brother. Oh. He was funny. Yeah.
And Joe King, guitarist with The Fray. 32 today. I think we got that covered, Richie.
Big song. A little bit too much drama for me.
The guy or the song?
The song.
Good.
But good stuff. Good stuff.
Grey's Anatomy.
There you go.
Let's save a life. Blah.
Well, you got all things covered here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Scorpions rock.
Glenn Close and the Role of a Lifetime. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grown-Ups.
I've been thinking I might purchase a little business.
All right, well, what kind of a shop?
I'm thinking maybe tobacco. Or a woman could serve at the counter.
You're not thinking of taking a wife, are you not? She's a lucky lady.
Glenn Close stars as a woman who lives out her life as a male butler in Albert Nobbs, now on DVD and Blu-ray disc. The film earned Close an Oscar nomination and won her this year's Movies for Grown-Ups Best Actress Award. She's mesmerizing as Nobbs, who has fooled the world into thinking she's a small, eccentric man serving the upper class in 19th century Ireland. Close first played Nobbs on stage 30 years ago, and she's long dreamed of bringing the story to the screen.
I was cast in an adaptation of the short story done by a French woman. That was the first time I ever came across the character in the story. I've known it for a long time. I think she's a very unusual character. It's not what it seems. The things that this story talks about is about isolation and survival and connection, the kind of connection that human beings need to have a fulfilling life. And it's just an unexpected way to tell something which I think is a very deeply human story.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
You know, everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that is a story that is our story that we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out. It's always fascinating to me as an actress to try to figure out what those private thoughts are and what's really going on with somebody, no matter what else is perceived by the world.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Albert Nobbs, starring Glenn Close, is on DVD and Blu-ray now. I'm Bill Newcott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
After the hour, hello.
Hello.
To Tucson and the area around, let's see, we're in, from Brownsville to San Diego, we can be heard pretty much all along the border. You knew that, right? So that's why it's appropriate that we should be supporting that pizza place that's selling pizzas to people who call me. How would you say? Hola. And then what do you say? Please.
Un pizza, por favor.
How about
pizza
mushroom?
Con pepperoni.
I want mushroom pizza.
Con
fungi.
Fungi, maybe.
Fungi.
Pizza con fungi.
Pizza con fungi. Okay, thank you, Roberta. Say hi to the folks in Dayton in southwestern Ohio, everybody. Jennifer, say hi.
Hi, Dayton,
South Ohio. Heather,
hi. Hi, Dayton.
There's a lot of Hispanics in Dayton, I'm betting. Let's see, where else? Tulsa, there probably are. Grand Rapids. Would you think there'd be a lot of Spanish people in Grand Rapids?
I think there's a lot of Spanish people everywhere.
You think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. A little buzz here and there.
Atlanta.
Hola. That's where Heather was before she came back to Boston. You lived in Atlanta. A lot of Spanish people there.
I did.
All right.
Yeah, actually, specifically Mexican population. Very
really?
Big.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one of our listeners down in Atlanta, Cesar Canales. Hi, Cesar. Cesar. Who?
Go ahead.
Why can't we call him Caesar?
We can.
Yeah.
Or
you
call him Caesar.
As a guy named
if you want
Travis.
To pronounce his name wrong, you can.
Why did I? What's wrong with his name? Caesar? You want me to pronounce it that way?
No, that's wrong.
Oh, what's right then?
Caesar.
Like a salad.
Uh-huh. How about Travis Hip? Do you know him?
What is Hip?
Travis.
I put your hand up on my hip.
That is actually a pretty good name, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
Celebrating names. Keep moving, all right? Yesterday, the story of a Philadelphia man who got into trouble after he spent $70,000. They got put into his bank account improperly. They made a mistake at Wells Fargo. So why is he liable, some people ask. I think, didn't we ask that question on Facebook? Jennifer and Heather, bring us up to date on some of the...
He's liable because it's not his money.
Well, but they made a mistake, so he thinks they should be paying back the person that they made the mistake. He didn't. He just spent it. Or he doesn't think his mistake was as bad as their mistake. After all, it could have been a gift from somebody.
Yeah. It see, been, no, I'm with him.
Yeah.
I'm with him. Hey. Yeah. Thanks.
It's not your money.
How do you,
you know it's not your money?
Yeah.
And you,
no, you know.
Then you know what? Then you should investigate it before you do it.
He did. He investigated afterwards when they started asking questions.
Right. Exactly.
I investigate when I put my ATM card in and the money came out.
There it is.
There we go.
Ta-da.
I know.
So our question yesterday, if your bank deposited a large amount of money into your account, what would you do? Hmm. See here, 42% said point it out to the bank so they could resolve it. 31% said hang on to it in case they discover the mistake. 11% said spend it. And let's see, 15% said withdraw it and close the account.
And leave the country.
Hit the road, Jack.
Get out.
I wouldn't leave the country for 70.
Not
going to
get very far. 70,000.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck are you going to do with that?
It was the Mel Gibson movie where he found out exactly what his life was worth, $72,000.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't it? Yeah, that was actually a pretty good movie.
It was a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
James Cope.
Yep, Coburn was in it.
Yeah, Coburn was great. Yeah.
Well, was it Paycheck? Was that
Paycheck, that's it.
Paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. And there seemed to be a whole lot of, he didn't want any more money. Give me the 72 grand, that's all I want. There's a lot more money involved there. Okay, so I just heard something, and I don't know whether it's tied to the Facebook thing. I asked Jennifer and Heather to bring us up to date. We have a lot of threads going through our Facebook page, so I thought I would give you ladies the opportunity to star. Would you like me to pause for a moment while you collect all of your thoughts and all the information? I can certainly do that.
I definitely see that deer in the headlights look right now.
A Facebook moment.
Your thoughts.
Well, general consensus on what we were just talking about as far as money showing up in someone's account. The listeners are better than me. Everybody pretty much said that they would alert the bank immediately. And mainly it sounds like people are saying that because they're going to find out. So why not do the right thing?
Sure.
You know, other things going on Facebook, asking of Memorial Day plans. This is really sweet. We have a listener, Judy Marshall. She is going to be receiving a little rescued cat on Saturday. That's what she's doing with her Memorial Day. Yes, and you know what's so sweet to this?
She's going
to
cook it and put sweet and sour sauce on it.
Uh-huh. You are so bad, Rich. No, the parents, the original parents of this little kitty cat are in the Navy, and they're being transferred, and Kitty can't go. So that's what she's doing on Memorial Day.
The cats are in the Navy?
The cats are in the Navy. No, not the feline parents. The human parents. The original human parents.
Heather, have you gotten used to us yet?
It's amazing how I'm just feeling so at home. It's kind of scary.
I would be scared.
Hi, Jennifer. What do you have? Anything to add to that to be responsible, I mean, at least for something today before you go away for a week?
I know. No, actually, Heather did it all.
Really?
That's it. I'm out.
Yeah, that's lovely. In a moment.
Oh, sorry.
What? Do you want to? What? You know.
You're going to take us to Ireland with you, aren't you? You're going to be posting and pictures and all kinds of stuff.
My goal is to bring back a leprechaun. I just need to know if they prefer to be checked or carried on because, you know, all the cool girls have.
We fly along with the plane.
Think of how cool it would be to have a leprechaun. They can separate the marshmallows out of my Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's
the cereal
cool.
Part.
So bring me back a sack of potatoes.
Okay.
Oh, that was very good.
It
is. Doug, what would you care for?
What I'd care for is a nice red-headed, freckle-faced Irish lass.
Fiery.
Something about freckle-faced Irish lasses that's very engaging.
Go roam the moors and find one
with beefy arms and a nice chest.
When I find my leprechaun, I'll have him go and get you a redheaded lass.
No, I think if we dye Doug's hair green, you could have your leprechaun.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Is there any Irish in you, Doug?
I think that was a slice. I think there was a little bit of a...
Is there a little Irish in you, Roberta?
There's a little. Is there any Irish in me? I think on my father's side, a little, but not a lot. I have... Perhaps the largest and most complete gene pool that may exist.
What are
I have
you, mostly?
A little of everything. Everything, everything, everything.
True American.
On my mother's side.
English?
Remember we found out a couple of weeks ago through the work of my niece, Devin, that I was 1/8 Portuguese. And then that was
1/8 Chinese.
My mother's Chinese. Diet. You know, I don't think there's any Asian in me. I think that my most of what's in my blood is European, but there is a lot of all kinds of connections to mostly Germanic and Belgian on my father's side, French and English on my mother's side. I don't know if there's any.
And the
Irish,
Portuguese came from your mom or dad?
My mother on my mother's side, her mother. Was the great-granddaughter of that fellow Black Billy. Remember I told that story?
Black Billy.
Black Billy, who was the Portuguese guy that was defended by Abraham Lincoln because he was accused by... This is it. I mean, he was accused of being black in the pre-Civil War.
The color, God forbid.
Yeah, that was a crime to be black. You couldn't. How could you be free? That was his problem. He was free and he was black. And so he was arrested, put in jail, and Abraham Lincoln... defended him. His name was Diggs, wasn't it? Diggs, it seems to me. That was the name that came out. But imagine that, living in a time when you were accused, it was a crime to be free and black. Could you even imagine? You know, we have all of these big phonies, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson stuff, who think they're fighting for things today. They're just grandstanding phonies. But back in that era, when there really
like
was something, exactly, when there was something that is, I mean, what throws me, 1953 in America, if you were a black man in the service, you didn't use the same toilet as a white guy. That was 1953.
Right. Or water fountain.
Or anything.
Yeah, you were expected to fight.
Or doorway. Or doorway.
Yeah. That was 1953. That's only, what, 60, 70 years ago?
Not
60 years ago, yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, I remember...
It almost seems unthinkable today, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, and all these guys are all complaining, you know, I think we need to continue to advance, but they don't even know how bad it was. Haven't got a clue how bad it was for minorities of any size or shape. Really pretty darned outrageous. In America, we've stood mostly for the right thing in our history, but we've stood for some pretty bad stuff. And things that individually, I suppose... It wasn't us who did it, so we don't have... And that's the trouble I have with reparations. I didn't do it, and neither did anybody else who was around now. It wasn't us who did it. Although I think there are a lot of people who are capable of doing it today, because I think there are a lot of ignoramuses in this country.
I was going to say, if it was just part of society, wouldn't you do it? I mean, it's hard to say that. It's hard to say that you wouldn't do it.
But again, they get grandstanding, Jennifer, and you don't really see what the real issue is in terms of real equality. Why would you... I mean, the Tuskegee Airmen, another great... That was a great movie, by the way. You get to see it. Get the DVD of that. And just all kinds of stories like that of people who have been discriminated against for no reason. No good reason. And today, still, you hear that tone with some of these... All right,
You're on a rant now.
Yep, I am. You're right. Stop. 17, thank you, Richie. I caught myself, though.
Very good.
Yeah, I am. I am done with that.
I was sitting here while you were on your rant trying to find something to break it up funny from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And then I realized that was just in the late 70s. Some of the stuff that they did in these Mel Brooks movies, you can't do anymore.
Oh, no.
And some of the stuff that they did on Saturday Night Live.
Especially Blazing Saddles.
Right.
Yeah.
With Garrett Morris and stuff on Saturday Night Live, you can't do that stuff anymore.
It's true.
That's perfect example.
We can't do it anymore, but we can do it here.
Right. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. Walk one of these last.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family.
so now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store, select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
Oh,
unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, healthcare for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
All right, so did you see the story of the woman whose iPhone was stolen on a cruise? And how stupid this is! One, this is
wasn't on a cruise; it was on the metro. It was on the subway.
No, it was on a cruise.
Okay,
sorry, Doug,
okay,
yeah, maybe a different story.
Yeah, it might
same
be.
Thing happened. Anyway, the thief didn't change her settings, so all the pictures were being posted on her iCloud account.
Same thing happened on the metro.
His pictures on her Facebook page, hoping somebody will recognize him and help That's her get funny. Her iPhone. Back again. Can you imagine anybody being that brazen?
It's the same thing. Woman had her iPhone stolen on the thing. They were taking pictures, and the pictures were automatically being posted on her Facebook page.
Really? Right.
Got them.
Right. Lame.
So check it out. This stuff is all there at DougStefan.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, get a Craftsman cordless trimmer blower combo. Was $119.99, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro 2 cubic foot potting mix, $9.99 each with a $4 mail-in rebate available. So get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores May 25th through 28th may not be combined with other offers. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
It's getaway day for Memorial Day weekend. Chances are you'll be going somewhere. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Whether it's around the block to go to a neighbor's barbecue or across the country to visit relatives and or friends, this is a busy travel weekend. Planes, trains, automobiles, you'll have plenty of company. Are you going away, pal?
Love to go away, but can't afford the gas prices.
Can't afford the gas prices? Well, let's check out those prices at the pump. Go ahead, fill it up. Why not? And there's good news where gas prices are concerned. Prices usually spike heading into and through Memorial Day weekend, but not this year. We spiked back in April and have been coming down ever since. The latest AAA National Gas Price Survey shows a gallon averaging $3.66 as of now. That's down 5 cents over the past week and down 17.5 cents over the past month. A year ago, we were shelling out an average of $3.81 a gallon. Now, if you are taking a trip over the holiday weekend, and you're the one who's behind the wheel, the AAA's Doug Shoup offers some friendly advice regarding your electronic devices.
Turn them off before you drive so you won't be tempted to use it. And then, of course, if you do need to use your phone, make sure you pull over onto the side of the road.
A good tip, along with packing some patience. The AAA says more than 30 million of us will be hitting the roads during the holiday weekend. Another 2.5 million will be taking a flight somewhere. Speaking of which, the TSA is reminding us to use common sense as to what to bring and not to bring as we pack. In recent weeks, officials say passengers have tried to get through airport security with items such as brass knuckles, knives, even a rifle in their bags. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow wound up with a 33-point gain to 12,530. S&P up 2 points. NASDAQ lost 11. Crude oil up nearly 1%, finishing up at $90.66 a barrel. We are 1 week away from the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. And yes, this is the sound of a hurricane, and hopefully you won't get this close to one. Government forecasters say there's a good chance the upcoming hurricane season will be less active than it's been in recent years. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says there's a 70% chance that 9 to 15 named storms will form this year, with as many as 8 reaching hurricane status. The agency says an average season produces a dozen named storms. Last year, there were 19, including 7 hurricanes. And speaking of hurricanes, the National Hurricane Center in Miami has downgraded Hurricane Bud, a Pacific hurricane, to a Category 2 storm now, with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour. Bud is losing steam as it rolls toward the southwestern coast of Mexico. The coast of Mexico is expected to feel the brunt of the storm with high winds and heavy rains by late today. And finally, as you plan out your Memorial Day holiday weekend, you could plan to go to Hibbing, Minnesota. It's a 4-day festival that started yesterday and continues through Sunday called Dylan Days, an annual event to celebrate Bob Dylan's birthday. The iconic singer-songwriter who was born Robert Zimmerman is the center of attention for this annual citywide party in his hometown of Hibbing. Linda Strobeck owns Zimmy's Restaurant in Hibbing. She says Dylan fans come in from all over the world.
We just are astounded by the international fame of Bob, and then that fan base understands that the Iron Range in Hibbing and the area here in Minnesota are the roots of Bob's music.
Bob Dylan, by the way, turned 71 yesterday. We understand he actually sang a birthday song to himself, and we share it with you now.
I'm 71 years old, you see.
Oh, my.
Everybody's singing a happy birthday to me. No one understands the words I sing. Nothing has really changed.
Yes, the voice of a generation. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you don't think Sears Big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think baby talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo and he's die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.